Global Witness says 2015 was the most dangerous year yet for environmental activists. The group reports that 185 people across 16 countries were killed last year while defending the environment. Global Witness is a non-profit organization that follows environmental issues and corruption around the world. The organization released a report called On Dangerous Ground in June. The report says that on average, more than 3 activists were killed every week last year while defending the environment and land rights. Global Witness campaign leader Billy Keit spoke to VOA. He said the number of killings increased by almost 60% from 2014 levels. He blamed industrial growth for the problem.
So we're seeing industries like mining, dam, and agribusiness encroaching more and more into previously untouched areas, rich in resources, and come into conflict with local communities.
The Global Witness report said 42 deaths were related to the mining industry. Brazil had the largest number of deaths, with 50 killings last year, the report said. The Philippines had 33 killings, the second largest number. Colombia had 26 killings. Peru and Nicaragua each had 12, while the Democratic Republic of Congo reported 11 killings. Global Witness is not the only group following environmental killings. The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, or IACHR, follows human rights in South and Central America. It reported that at least 6 land activists were killed in Brazil in early 2016. Billy Keit says the true number of killings has not been accurately reported because of fear and threats of possible attack. He blamed what appeared to be close ties between big business and government.
So in Africa, it's been more difficult to get information. This may be because there's more repressive regimes, which means it's harder to get data on how many people are being killed or threatened.
Activists with a lot of media attention are often targets for violence or police action. Nasako Basingi of Cameroon was threatened with jail time for opposing palm oil companies. In India, journalist Sandeep Kothari was beaten and burned to death for criticizing mining. Global Witness is demanding better protection for environmental activists from governments. The group also asks for increased legal action against these crimes. I'm Patrick Milici.